views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome for 2 hours of readings. We're going to kick off the first hour all about chakra wisdom and tarot readings, because Tori Hartman is back and back in a big way. If you all remember the last time she and I got together, we were talking about the cards, the chakra wisdom oracle cards, and we were talking about more than that. We were talking about what she has been able to create and integrate: chakra wisdom, tarot readings, and all of the above, right? So this is chakra wisdom, tarot cards. Yes. And so when we think about this and we're thinking about these two ideas, right, what are we really talking about? Are we talking about tarot? Are we talking about chakras? Are we talking about oracles? Are we talking about different ideas and different things that Tori has created? Well, here's what we want to say. We're thinking and talking about today what Tori Hartman has done. And when you think about these things and you think about this body of work that has to do with the energy systems we have, we call them chakras. Then you think of ancient wisdom. And what is the ancient wisdom that I'm talking about? You know, am I talking about ancient wisdom that has to do with the chakra wisdom tarot cards? Are we talking about this body of work that has to do with the chakra wisdom oracle cards? Well, here's the thing. Tori has done them both. The last time we were together, we were focusing on what happens when you take the energy system in the body, the chakras, and the ancient wisdom of tarot. And one of the things we learned from the last show is we only had a little bit of time to take callers, not the show today. Today's show is all about you guys. It's all about you calling in. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do some readings. We're going to kick it up. We're going to visit the dark corners of our minds today and figure out what the heck is getting in our way from greatness. So take this number down or go to transformationtalkradio.com and type your question right in. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to load up the phone lines today. And so you'll be able to listen to the show if you call in. But this show is all about you. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. Go to transformationtalkradio.com. Type in your question. Give us your name. What do you want to know? What is it that your energy system combined with the wisdom of tarot is saying to you? Tori, it's great to have you.
Oh, Pat, so good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
So today's D-Day, actually, the day we're recording. So I want to
talk about that.
I want to honor that in this moment. Because I know I know people will listen to this later, and yet this is something that will and has affected our lives, whether or not we admit it, for many, many, many years. And how quick we forget that there are people who sacrificed for us so that we could be here.
And yeah.
That's, you know, in many, many instances, but today we're honoring those who went, those who didn't come home, and those who came home. And I think that is a huge part of, you know, of our conversation. And Pat, that's a lot of what we've, you know, what we've talked about in the past. And I want to, for the people that will call in, I want to invite them to this idea, because I wrote this down. I was thinking about it when you were talking, and, you know, there's so much outrage in the world today. And I think that there's an idea of being angry for anger's sake. And I think that what we're talking about with G-Day is they took a stand to make a change. And there was anger involved, because obviously my dad used to say, because he was there, he jumped on D-Day, and he used to say, you had to hate the enemy to survive. And so I think that sometimes we forget that the enemy is not another person today. It's the anger itself. It's like the only fear we have to fear is fear itself. And I think, you know, that famous quote, and I don't think that just being angry is constructive. I think if you have anger to make a transformation with, then it's constructive. So I think we need to also consider that today. What are you taking a stand for?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Who are you, and what are you using in your life to make your life better?
Listen, here's the thing about what you just said. Two things. And again, this is a live call-in show.
Right.
We've got our cards right here.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a live call-in show. I wanted to say something about this, about what you just said. Mm-hmm. And I want to reiterate it while we're talking. And this is probably a good time to shuffle the cards. About 2 months ago, we had an opportunity. One of our hosts no longer, you know, could do the noontime show today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there was a moment where I could have just let go of it, but I didn't. My brain was, everybody's been asking me to do a different type of show.
Right.
And the show that they were asking me to do is, Pat, we think we love what you're doing, all the people you interview, but we also love when you talk about the things you believe in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what got born out of that is a combination of what you're talking about. One, it has to do with getting fired up. Two, it has to do with a little bit of anger, but not anger in a destructive way, but anger that fuels up inside of us, right? Where we get fired up about something.
Right.
And we want to take an action.
Right.
Right. There's a whole range of reasons for doing that.
Sure.
Out of that, and out of our last conversation we had, and out of the last card that you pulled, the Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat Show got born. And that show is at noon today. You can go to Transformation Talk Radio, but it's also on over 200 cable radio stations in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
That particular show, though, talks about things in a very different way. They talk about things in a way to activate. And I think that's what your cards and today's readings are about. Because, you know, you've already looked at Tarot and the energy chakra systems, but now you put them both together.
Yeah.
And we're talking about something different today.
We're
talking about action.
Yes. But we're also talking about action to take a stand to make a change.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, I think one of the things I'm hearing is so much outrage, and I don't want to get into the particulars, but a particular case that's going on in the news, and it could be any one of 100. But the thing that I got about that, and it's a crime. So, you know, and people are like, oh, we've got to go after these people now. And I'm like, wait a minute. What is that going to transform? I think we have to ask ourselves, if you're going to be outraged, are you making a transformation born from that energy that we're labeling anger, right? And we're labeling it anger, but maybe that's motivating you into your passion, into where you want to be. And I think that sometimes we just stop at the anger and we just keep spouting it as opposed to going, I'm really in anger about this. And I often say to people, Pat, you're in anger because that is an energetic choice. You're not personally angry. We're not defining you by anger. That's a choice that rage has brought up in you so that you can say, am I willing to take a stand for this? Or am I just going to be angry and be a keyboard commando and bitch out everybody in the world, you know? And so I think that what we have to look at now is let your anger help you decide that if you can make a transformational move with it, or is it just a tantrum? And yeah. If it's a tantrum, it's really okay, by the way. It's okay to have a tantrum, but please don't take it out on me or other people. You know?
Well, look, if you think about some of the great bodies of work in the world, I don't know what else to call them.
Yeah.
Bodies of work, events, I don't know. Think about something.
Mm-hmm.
If you go at the core of what energized people to work relentlessly.
Right.
Madame Curie, to work relentlessly, to put themselves at risk.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath that, I think we'd all like to think we're all altruistic and all of that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I watched a clip last night on the news, and my throat went up into my heart because I was at that protest march, mm-hmm. right? And I was thinking, oh my God, am I going to show up on TV? And so they were showing a protest march that happened in Washington, D.C. And, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day, let's just talk about it since we're talking about D-Day, too. There was a level of respect we had for what we believed in. And we didn't always agree.
Right.
But what we did was we showed up to speak our truth. And I think that what we're talking about when we combine the chakra energy and tarot. Mm-hmm. We are in search of a truth that exists that is not obvious to us because mm-hmm. sometimes we're so exhaustingly immersed in ourselves mm-hmm. that we cannot get to the authentic reason why we are living the lives we're living to begin with. Right.
And I think that you just brought up something and I typed it up here just so everybody knows. And I wrote internal truce. Sometimes there is no answer in the moment. And I think living in this time, and this is something I want to say about chakra and about the tarot, is that people want an answer this instant. And one of the things that I think is really, really important is that when we look at the timeline, you know, and remember, Pat, 30 years ago, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have beepers. We had dimes and a payphone. And what that means, everybody, just to give you that why I'm saying that, is because, you see, we had the time to think. Between the time I got outraged by something, to the time I waited for the payphone, to the time I got on the phone, I was suddenly hearing the person's voice and my entire energy was transformed. So we had space to really process that moment between, how dare they, to, you know, maybe I'm overreacting and I need a moment.
Yeah.
And I think we need to go back to that training. And one of the things that happens with chakra and happens with tarot is that, and the reason the two came together so easily for me in some ways, is that our chakra informs us as to what's going on with us internally. Now, I pulled a card for you today for your show, and it is actually, it's a fifth chakra card. It's the Knight of Wands. And it is really what it's about in the tarot, okay, in the tarot side, it's about a change. It's a move. And it's funny because Jackie had asked about whether or not she was going to move.
Yeah, she's going to come on. Jackie, we're going to bring
so
Jackie
on. So I pulled this card, and so that's interesting. But anyway, the Knight of Wands is really about a move, a change of residence, a change of relationship, or a change of career. So for you to talk about that, and of course it's Mars energy because it's fifth chakra, it's the throat chakra communication. And what I want to say about this new show is it's very needed because people don't have the kinds of conversations that you and I are having. because we disregard in general anything that happened 30 years ago. And what we do is we take those 30 years ago and we put it in modern interpretation, and we can't. When you can consider 30 years ago, there were no payphones. We didn't understand what was going on with so many things that are going on today. So I think we really have to understand that we have to be in the moment, but we also have to understand that tarot and your chakra, while your chakra can give you an instant awareness, sometimes the information you'll get from a tarot card may have a time delay. It may not be instant. And you may go, you know, I can't tell you how many people I've had say this. Oh, that doesn't make sense. Oh, that's not right. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. You know, it doesn't make sense to you. And then all of a sudden, I get a call a month, a year later. Oh, my gosh. It's exactly like that. I had one woman still angry at me a year later. I told her she would move, marry a guy of her dreams, and live in Florida. And this was years ago, right? A year later, she was still saying to a friend of mine, I just think she was so wrong. And my friend said, but you're getting married. You live in Florida. And you know, like, what are you talking about? And she said, I know, but she told me I was going to give up acting and I didn't want to. Well, you know, it's like, so I don't do those kinds of readings anymore is the moral of the story. And the reason I don't is because once I added the chakra to tarot, I recognized how much you already had your answer. So that's what makes it different, is that the chakra, there are only 7 energies to look at. Yeah. Whereas tarot, there can be hundreds. But if you know the truth inside you, then nobody's going to steer you incorrectly.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the phone. Let's get Miss Jackie on.
All right.
All right, Jackie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Dr. I'm doing great. I love your show. I haven't called for a long time, but I'm asking if I'm going to be moving in, I don't know, maybe within the next 6 months to a year.
Okay, I want Tori to help you out with that.
Okay, well, what I'm going to tell you right away, Jackie, is the answer is yes. It's so funny. It's almost like I don't need a card for that. But the reason I say this is because this has been energetically planned in you for a while. And I feel that it will be on the longer side. Now, I also pulled a card because that's what I do. So I want to say to you that I pulled the messenger card for me. It's the Princess of Swords. And in traditional tarot, that would be the Page of Swords. And, you know, in traditional tarot, it can be kind of like the idea of forcing something or making something happen. And what I want to say in this is what this brings to me about you is it adds the layer of the heart chakra. And so what the message is coming forward is, yes, it is in your heart, and yet make sure you are doing it for you, not against. In other words, you want the energy to be flowing forward and not an againstness energy. In other words, there's that idea of moving away from or toward. And I really feel that the reason it will be a little delayed, and I mean like it's not in the next 3 months, is energetically, I feel that you're really looking to where you're going forward and not where you're coming from. And so when I look at the Page of Swords, which is, by the way, the cover of the deck, when I look at her, it really is about your heart and following your heart. Now, the sword actually cuts and it protects, and it's also an intellectual choice. What's interesting is the sword in some ways is antithetical to the heart because the sword is the mind. But what I am feeling from this is the message to you is you've made up your mind. Now just make up your heart. Does that make sense?
That really fits. Oh, that fits perfectly. It really does. Wow. Because I've been wanting to do this and actually following where my son lives. And but it's you know, more expensive to live there. And so my mind is saying, no, don't do that. This is not the, especially when you're getting close to retirement, you shouldn't be doing this. But my heart wants to go.
And the thing is that will find its own water. It's you're thinking it through. And I think that you could see the two elements here, right? Of the tarot that tells you one thing and the chakra that tells you the other. I want to always err on the side of the chakra to follow your heart because that's where your truth is.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Can I ask a question, a follow-up to this for Jackie? Can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
One of the things that we were talking about before, Tori, before we went to the phone, is we were talking about, let me just call it healthy anger, and then there's the other anger. Fear is the same way. Fear for me in my life has been a great catalyst, right? And I don't mean obsessive, overwhelming fear that I can't sleep at night. But the moment where you realize, holy, you know what, can't curse on the FCC part of this, but at noontime, we can curse. But
I won't be for that.
Here's the aha moment I had. Okay. I was so angry at my company and what they were doing to people. And Jackie, this is a question kind of for you, that it catapulted me to have the next almost instantaneous thought. Like, as my boss is ripping my badge off my neck, crazy lady, ripping the badge off my neck, all I could think about is, OMG, do you think Columbia will take me? Do you think my application to go back to school is valid, right? She's trying to yank that thing off of my neck, and my brain is like running towards the door so I could call Columbia to see. So there's a fear that shows up and an anger that shows up. And when that healthy fear and anger get together and have their little party, sometimes great things can happen. But other times, fear will stop us in our tracks from taking an action that our heart says we should do.
You know, Pat, you're saying something I want to just jump into in an interaction there. You know, I was working on a book, and this was a very big publisher, and I really wanted to work with them, and I hit a roadblock, and I went, oh my, and I was terrified. I absolute terror inside, and I was like, what, oh my gosh. And you know, there's that thing of like, I want to run out the door and quit, right? But it also, the fear motivated me.
I did that last night.
Right? What do I need to do to work with my fear? And I recognized, okay, I need support. I need this. I wrote down what I needed, and then I got it. And the thing I want to say to you about this, Jackie, which I'm glad that Pat brought up, is that idea of, you know, follow what your heart says. The feelings are always going to come and go, but your heart will always lead you to the truth. And I think that's the bigger thing, is that my heart was in that book. And by the way, it's coming out in a few months. So, you know, so the thing is, it got done, and it got done through my fear, because I recognized I couldn't quit. And that's the difference between anger that doesn't motivate you and anger that motivates you, because they both have fear underneath it. It's just a question of, you know, is your fear related to an injustice that you're going to stand for? Like, I'm not going to allow myself to fail. Or is your fear related to just an anger and you just want to take it out on someone? So those are those are big motivators.
They really are. For me, I think I'm 69 and I'm getting ready to retire. You know, I want to retire, but then there's that fear that, you know, okay, to pick up and move to a more expensive place and not be able to afford to buy a place, you'd be renting, is kind of in my mind. So, you know, I'm going through the old recording in my head. This is a stupid thing to do, because at this age, why are you thinking about this? And then my heart goes, yeah, but I want to do this. And so
you're not old. You're not old. I think that this is the thing. It's like, and you know what? Anything can happen. You know, really go with the love of, like, you want to be near your kid, your grandkids, the thing is that's the bigger calling. And your brain's always going to.
Tori, did we lose you? Tara,
yeah, I think we lost Tori. We'll get her back. But
I'm back.
She's back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn off the camera. But I think that's the thing, is that, you know, think about this. Are you just going to think, I'm going to sit here and grow old, or am I going to go on an adventure?
Oh, and I love that. You know what?
Because
guys,
it's an adventure, right?
Totally.
And here it goes back to D-Day, Pat. I just want to share this. This goes back to D-Day. My father had a little note pinned over his desk, and when he died, I found it. And he had written, it was on his old typewriter, he said, Life is either a problem to be solved or an adventure to be lived. Always choose the adventure. And there you go.
I love that.
Thank you, Jackie. Hey, Jackie, would you hang on? Because we want to give you a deck of cards. Would you mind hanging on? And Benny will get your information. We're going to go take a short break. When we come back, we have a fabulous caller that has called into the show. And one of the questions that has come up for me at multiple times in my life. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Tori Hartman, more with Tarot, chakras, and your life. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Everybody, welcome back. And you know, you should be a fly on the wall listening to the chit chat that Tori and I just had. But if you want to hear how I feel about what we just said, you're going to have to tune in at noon on Transformation Talk Radio. And that's a whole nother conversation and show. And by the way, Tori, we're going to have the author of a fabulous book on sexual harassment. Yeah, the book is called Pay to Play. That is a bigger conversation, but it's one that those of us that have ever achieved anything in the workplace, We know what that feels like.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. And that was, you know, and that was, it's funny, Pat, because, and I know we're off topic, but I'll just say this. It's funny when you watch some of the shows from the 80s, they never get made today. You know, because it's just, there is so much sexual innuendo and harassment that we would define today. But you know what? That was what we lived with. We didn't really think about it as, oh, I'm being wronged. We just kind of went, okay, whatever, because I want what I want. And we paid. You know? But again, that's your 1 o'clock. That's your noon.
That's a noontime show.
So
by the way, look, I play a sport called table tennis. And if you don't think that the comments that are made on the little ping pong court, newsflash, yeah, I'm not even going to mention some of them, but we're going to go right to the phones. And we are doing readings for everybody out there that wants one. 1-800-930-2819. And I do need to look at our dashboard to see the questions that are coming in. Thank you all for reminding me to do that. Mr. Benny,
we'll take the phone. Sure, we'll take Alexa calling in from North Seattle. Hi, Alexa.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Yes, a very interesting discussion. I'm going to take you off of my phone. Okay, there we go. I just wanted to get a little insight because I'm wanting to be able, I guess, to decide between different types of anger with somebody else. My partner has been having quite a hard time with the energies and just in his life in the last couple of years, especially this last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's periodically been kind of blowing up at me and just kind of like, you know, in a sort of like a blaming, calling out, you know, way. And I, you know, I work in healthcare and I do a lot of holistic practice and meditation. And I'm sort of reaching a place where I kind of feel like I shouldn't just really tolerate it anymore. I need to kind of speak up. And so I've done that very gently a couple times, but it seems to super irritate him. And so it's like, you know, well, yeah, he has feelings too, but I'm not sure what to say about what to do because I'm feeling like I should say something like, hey, you know, like I'm not your punching bag. Like I understand you, but
we're going to help
you.
We're going to help you.
Yeah. And what I want to say,
Tori's going to go first and then I'm going to help you with the what to say part.
You know what I would really, I'll tell you what, Alexa, what comes up energetically for me is, you know, it's the old cliche of right words, wrong person. You know, and I think that it's one of those things where, and I just pulled the Justice card for you, which is and that's that.
Sorry for laughing, but now I gotta have some humor.
I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing because we just spent 3 minutes during the break talking about justice and the role it plays in my life. And so,
let's
listen to what Tori has to say about this one.
Well, I think that one of the things that you want to get is that one of the dangers energetically for all of us who know too much, and you know too much, is that, you know, it's really hard in the moment to analyze the person in front of you. You know, and so one of the things that I learned early on with this is that sometimes communicating, it's like the alcoholic. You know, you talk to them while they're drunk and what are you doing? You're talking to the bottle. And if you're talking to someone with rage, right, you're talking to their rage. So when I look at this and I look at fair is fair, the communication, what comes forward to me is that, you know, law is very different from emotions. You know, when we look at what's legal, you know, and I just shared this on something. I just said, you know, I owed my gardener $200 and they're like, and I fired them a year ago. The point is they've now got all these fines on it up to 600. They had gotten all the bills wrong. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I know I owe them $200, but at the end of the day, if I pay any of that right now, if they take me to court for the remainder, they're going to get the remainder. So there's kind of an interesting thing of like what we know right now to be true is that this person is blowing up at you and it's very painful. All right. And it's confusing because even though we know a lot, it can revert us back to like when we're three, you know? So what I want to say to you is this kind of conversation has to be had when the person isn't in their anger. And just to say, I want you to know that I'm uncomfortable. And so when it comes up, I'm going to actually do this, this, and this, meaning I'm going to leave the room. Or if you want to now, tell me how I should handle it, and I will follow those instructions, but I can't be in the room for it. So let me know what you want to do. And those are the kinds of, because this is throat chakra, it's fifth chakra, you know, justice is saying, I need to speak my piece so that I can be, so that I can feel safe in my connection with you. And really what we're talking about, Alexa, is a feeling of being unsafe. And that's what happens when we hold up that justice card, is that idea of, you know, when this person's not in their anger, you know, when you're in your, we're okay right now kind of thing, or, you know, just say, hey, I need to talk to you and you let me know when it's going to be okay, because I want to have a conversation about some things that I need to work on. And when you take the sting out of it, oh, well, we can talk about it. Okay, cool. When there's an upset from you, I get so frozen, I don't know what to do. And I go into help mode. I think it'd be safer if I left the room, but what do you think I should do? Because I don't, I can't listen to it. It's painful. And then you'll be able to energetically find a truce. So that's my take on it. I want to hear what Dr. Pat says, because I'm not the professional. So this is just what's coming forward to me from this card.
Okay. And I love what you said, Tori. I just love it. And I'm just going to add to it. I have a question for you, though. How long has this been going on?
It's been periodically since last September.
Okay. So 6 months or more?
Okay.
So I want to point out.
And it just started to get bad. Like, just, it was bad in September, and now it just got started to get really bad again.
Okay, so let me just be really clear about the difference between bad and really bad. Both of them are bad. So, you know, the obvious, right? Both of them are bad. So it didn't start out by saying, you know, gee, hun, I think, you know what? I never liked that dress. Okay, like that. That's not what we're talking about here. So here's what I want to say. And this is something I learned a long time ago. The hardest thing, and I'm going to generalize, which I don't do, and at noon today, I'm going to talk about this a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to generalize. As women, we have learned to be, generally speaking, nurturing, understanding, compassionate. So the first thing that you said when you came on, I want to ask you and invite you to consider stopping and don't do it. Because I'm going to start at a very different place with you. So I bet you don't even know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. So, so when you came on, and I love Benny, because when Benny sent us a text about what the question was, Benny didn't start out with a conversation about, gee, my partner is having a really tough time, or my partner is going through this, or my partner, right? Because that's kind of how, when you listen back at this, you're going to hear language like that. I don't remember exactly. But it was almost as if you set the stage for this caveat as to his or her behavior, right? But your partner, relationship we're talking about, not business, correct?
Right.
Okay. So this is someone.
But it is business, too. It is actually, we work together, so.
There
what's happening
go.
Now is that, you know, it's coming up around that. And
No, don't worry. You don't have to explain this to me, because I know one thing. If left unattended to, like anything in life, what happens to it? It will take on a life of its own. So I want you to just try to do this and just stop doing this now. And here's the way you begin to do it. When you think about the action, the behavior, the words. I don't want you in your mind to go into a story to explain why that person is acting, behaving, or doing what he or she is doing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So in your mind, I want you to say, I'm not going to do that anymore. I want you to say it out loud. I'm not going to justify anybody's bad behavior. Right? You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not going to justify my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my working person. Honestly, I was on a call this morning and I counted the amount of times that I was cut off in mid-sentence, right? That's number one. So can you take that in for me right now for a minute? Just breathe that in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clearing the energy of excuses. I'm clearing the energy of rationalization. I'm clearing the energy to justify. Can you feel that? Now we're doing a little clearing for you on that.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Here's where I want to go with it. There isn't a single act of bad behavior that I can think of, or a single act of name calling that I can think of, including from our president, that is acceptable. Emotional abuse is one of the most difficult aspects of our relationships in the world. I studied the consequences of this particular topic in the workplace for 10 years, and the stories would make your hair curl. So I want to tell you this, you deserve to be treated well. So I want you to say this, I, Alexa, deserve to be treated well.
I, Alexa, deserve to be treated well.
Great. So we have two things now that we've done already. That's your mantra. The first thing is no excuses. The second thing is I, Alexa, deserve to be treated well. Got it? So 1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you take that in, what it says is what? It says there's no action, attack, abuse, name calling, verbally or otherwise, that's acceptable to you. Can you feel me on that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you believe what I said about you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want this to stop?
Yes.
So your assignment is 70 times a day for 70 days. I, Alexa, deserve to be treated well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I'm going to say. If you don't put a stop to abusive behavior, it escalates. So when you said that, when you said something, right? I don't know what exactly you said to him or her, but you said, when I said something, it escalated. Right. So,
I express my feelings. Yes.
Yeah. So I want to tell you what I learned. I play ping pong. My God, everybody is so sick of me talking about this, but I learned this from my Asian friends. One of the things I learned from them, it's just beautiful. And so can you give me an example of something that was said to you recently?
You mean like negatively?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. I don't even know anymore. It's coming at me at work for sure. And it's coming at me from my partner. And I just feel like, I'm tolerating it because I understand where they're coming from, but too painful. I don't want to do this anymore.
No,
I want to
no
be able to peacefully say no more.
Yeah. No. Hey, remember, there's no understanding. There isn't an encyclopedia of understanding that can justify abuse. So let's just start with the partner first, and the work thing we'll have to deal with at another time because they're both going to work.
That's
no
totally
excuses.
Fine. I understand.
You can't possibly understand where it's coming from because there is no rational explanation why one human being would hurt another. There isn't. There is no rational. And until you can stop it, you're not going to be in a position to empathize, because this isn't about empathy or understanding. This is about stopping it. So I want to tell you this very simply. When you stop it, what you want to be able to say is very simple. Yeah. Don't point finger. Don't blame. You know, it's as simple as Tori said. It's simply saying, look, this scenario where you're saying the hurtful things to me that are being said, these things you're saying are hurtful to me. And it's not okay to do that anymore. It's that simple. Now, my Asian friends taught me a trick. And they have taught me that there'll probably be a rebuttal. And most of the time, what we do is then explain it. Don't. You're simply going to say, those are hurtful words. I'm hurt by them. And it's not okay. And you repeat the same thing over because you have to stop it. The question really for you to think about is how long are you going to continue to accept it, right? And you remember what Tori said to you originally, that, look, I'm just telling you, this is not okay. And you need to stop it. I'm asking you to stop. And if you don't stop, I think, Tori, you said I'm going to walk into the other room. The last thing I want to say to you is we don't know this, and this is not a therapy session. I highly recommend that you get outside help for this because you're going to need it. Anything that's gone on.
Yeah, I definitely was thinking about that.
You've got to do it because we're not talking about a month. You know, we're not talking about somebody that had a couple of bad hair days. So my recommendation, right, for you is to go get some help quickly. Okay.
I think it's time.
Okay. You know, please do that. Laura Richer is a counselor. She does one of the shows here, too. But we have a ton of people that you have heard. Tori, don't you think that's what we really, really what Alexa needs to do?
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. And Alexa, you already know it. The thing is that at the end of the day, what I've said, Dr. Pat, you've heard me say this to other people, which is the thing of like, you don't need a psychic, you need a therapist. And so the truth is that I think that, yes, there's underlying issues. And the truth is that, you know, remembering your own skills to use on yourself would be best sought out with another professional who you can remember your skill set with and then use them. Does that make sense? I think that's the thing. It's like, you know, the skills, unfortunately, you probably tell people this all day long. So the thing is that when it happens to us, it's kind of like, what, you know? So, and I think Dr. Pat nailed it too. So I would just say to you, yes, this is really a conversation with a therapist. I shared with you the issues that came around it in the card, but at the same time, it is important that you address it.
Just gauge what it was like. Yeah, please.
I want you to stop really overthinking about it, trying to understand it, trying to gauge it. No. You're trying to explain bad behavior away. The last thing I want to say to you, Alexa, is do you feel physically threatened?
I don't. I actually don't. No, okay. I don't.
The minute that you do, run. Don't walk. But look, this is something that you have to break the cycle of this and start with the personal relationship. Keep it. Don't even address the work part. Start right here, putting an end to this. And please, please get yourself some help because it's not going to be a one-time simple thing to fix and stop. Okay?
Yes, I understand.
Stay on the line. We want to send you a deck of cards. Stay on the line.
Thank you.
Alexa, please stay in touch. Please, you're very special. You're an important person. Your life is worth it. You deserve love. You deserve kindness. You deserve to be treated with respect. And there isn't any explanation that could justify abusive behavior. None. Okay? Thank you, Alexa. Thank you. Wow. Benny, please get some information for us. You know, look, Tori, I want to just thank Alexa for calling in. I mean, that's courageous. Right?
Yeah.
You did several readings during the show. Can you give people your website? Also, let them know what you've got coming up. I know I just signed up for your free webinar. So tell people how they can find out more about you, as well as get their own deck of cards.
Sure. Well, my website is torihartman.com. And I would really suggest that when you jump onto my website, definitely register for the emails, because I kind of, that's the best way to update and get actually specials as to what's going on. The other thing is, obviously, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you even Google my name, Tori Hartman, and jump into Amazon, you're going to find all of my card decks and everything I've done there. And I really would encourage people to really, and again, this is important, follow your heart and follow what calls to you. If a different one of my products calls to you, go for that one. Whatever, and I think that's the biggest thing with this intuitive work, is to find something that calls to you. So, yeah, Amazon or my name, Tori Hartman, you will find my stuff.
All right. So we've got about 3 minutes left. I got a question that came in through the back end.
Okay.
How can the cards help me move beyond my fear and manifest money right now? Oh, thank you, Joni. I love it. Manifest, move beyond my fears, live my life purpose, and manifest money right now. And then it's a longer thing. It says we don't talk about money, but I want to know what card do you pull? How do I go about it?
Well, I think the thing is that, you have to stick around for the miracle. And I think everybody wants it instantly. And if it doesn't work in 3 minutes, like, oh, that didn't work. Well, here's the deal. Anything you do, if you believe in it, will work. It just may not work in your time frame. So what I want to tell you is what you just shared with me, Joni, what your inquiry is exactly what this card deck and what my Chakra Wisdom Oracle has done for me and for, I mean, hundreds and thousands of people that I know. The issue is it never happened instantly. It happened when they applied themselves to the principles and the tools and learned them. So it's like anything else. If you want to be a doctor, you go to med school. If you want to learn how to manifest, you know, we should have a PhD for this, Pat. But, but you know, the thing is that I really feel that it is entirely possible. And I'm just pulling a card for you, Joni. I pulled again the Princess of Swords, which is interesting. But, you know, I really feel that it's entirely possible. And the question is, are you willing to make the investment in yourself? I think the thing is that we're very willing to make the investment in a car or a house, but we don't really think about the investment in the most important thing in our lives, which is us, to really teach ourselves to transform our lives. No one taught us, Dr. Pat. That's the biggest issue, is that, in fact, we came out with such an incomplete book, we might as well have, like, you know, look at it as a redacted thing from the FBI. I mean, it's basically all these blackouts that we can't even read a full sentence. And so what I want to say to you, Joni, and this is such a brilliant question, Dr. Yep. Pat, really a great way to kind of crescendo the show, in that I have been studying this for, I want to say, the better of 20 years. However, I have found that in the teachings I've worked with and people that I've worked with personally, I've seen people completely transform their lives in 3 to 6 to 12 months. The biggest course I teach is Life Purpose Divination, and that's on my site. And I would say that course is I think it's an 8-week self-study, but it's got videos and stuff. The point is that I have had people say, oh my gosh, my whole life has changed. So to just give you the idea that if you are willing to put in some time, and I'm just talking about my stuff, Dr. Pat, other people have other things too, but yes, you can create that. That is absolutely possible because I know I've done it and I've seen other people do it. So the thing is, though, it's not going to happen in 5 minutes. It's going to happen when you shift your perception to understand how the principles work and to how they work in you, because you're unique. I can give you a recipe, but you know, you're going to have to add your own flair to it. And once you do, once you get it, it's like juggling. You're going to be like, I got this.
Yeah, so, like my Uncle Ralph used to say, bada bing, bada bang.
Well, we say bada bing, bada boom, but that's
bada, because he was like bada bing, bada boom, bada bang. It was all the bada.
Badas. Mm-hmm. Well, I had the New York thing, bada bing, bada boom. You know.
All right. Yeah. And so I also want to say, though, in your deck, in the Chakra Wisdom Tarot Guidebook, there is Joni, layout 4, which I have actually done. And when Tori comes back, we're actually going to go through this layout. We're going to do a whole show, everybody. Mm-hmm. Tori and me on your path to manifesting. Layout number 4.
Let's do it. We're done.
Bada bing, bada, what did you say?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Hey, oh, bada bing, bada boom. Hey, oh.
Bada bing. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Thank you, Tori Hartman, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.